The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning, Millennials.
Welcome back to The Toast and happy Wednesday. It is hump day, the greatest day of the week. Well, not the greatest because like it could be Saturday, but it's a pretty good one. It's hump day. Don't forget to hump someone you love. And speaking of girlies that I love and wouldn't mind gyrating on, it's Jax. Hey, Jax. How you doing?
I'm darn good. Excited that it's hump day. Excited to get over this hump.
Incredibly
and
excited.
And to do it with my best friend, Laturd.
McClurdia, Shahurdia. Laturdia. So, you know me, I'm actually a really good Spanish speaker, and I love that the translation of my new nickname, Laturd, means the turd, and that's really special to me, so thank you.
And it's the feminine turd. Laturd.
And you know me, I am a feminist.
You are the feminine turd.
So me.
So you. Don't I know you? Like, every nickname... Every LARP has a rhyme, has a reason.
Every time I doubt you, you always prove me wrong.
I'm so glad I could do that for you. I'm so glad to be here with you doing another episode of The Toast. We have stories. The stories are storying, as the kids would say.
It's so great when the stories do that, because they very rarely do. But this has kind of been like a busy kind of few weeks in pop culture landia, Laturdia. And it's great. It's made for some great episodes. I know there's a lot of drama going on with Madonna's biopic. I'm excited to talk about that, especially because we were literally just talking about how Madonna needs a movie, like a week ago.
Yeah, and we also... in some recess of our mind, knew
Forgot.
That there was a biopic in the works that, you know, Julia Fox was auditioning for, Liz Gillies should have been getting the part,
Agreed.
And Julia Garner had won the part. So we'll talk about that, that breaking news.
Breaking. Extra, extra. Read all about it.
Hey. Razzle dazzle. So other than that, it's just, you know, a typical Wednesday here at The Toast. Yesterday we recorded a great Patreon episode, general Q&A with Jackson Claude, where we're just like opening up, I would say.
No, we were kind of spilling some industry tea. We cleared up a few things, just kind of like business things that people have been wondering about. You know, there was a lot of questions about what went down with Breaking Bread, and we are divulging it all. There were also a lot of questions about what went down with our potential new TNN podcast with the Scala sisters from Instagram. Everyone knows those girlies. We're spilling the tea.
Yeah.
It was good.
The tea is hot.
It was low-key, like a juicy episode.
Yeah, I mean, we're juicy girls, aren't we?
Ain't that the truth?
Look at these cheeks. Juicy.
Juicy cheeks. So yeah, we've got a great show. I didn't really do much yesterday. It was so busy, just like podcast, 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 meeting, 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 just like endless
Literally.
Editing.
We're getting
ready for our big extravaganza on Friday, which we haven't even spoken about. So we have an episode every day this week, but our episode on Friday is going to be very different than...
It has been pre-recorded by Laturd in Los Angeles.
It is about like a 50, maybe 60 minute episode interview. It's not our standard episode. It is a full interview. It was supposed to be like an extra interview, just like, you know, we do 20, maybe 30 minute interviews at the end when we do have people on, but I could not stop talking to this person. It was about an hour and I just figured, you know what, let it have its own moment. It was that good.
Yeah, so that will drop on Friday.
Yeah, so we're just editing, you know, like being
there's
bloggers.
There's a lot of hype, a lot of guesses as to who it is. I've seen some people guess it. Like,
yeah.
I'm not gonna tell a lie.
No, me neither.
I've seen some really good guesses, and I've seen some correct guesses.
I've seen some wishful thinking guesses. I love that people, I'm like, we have such a good guest coming on, and they're like, Kylie, Elon. It's like so nice. Calm down. It's nice.
You think I would not be there for Elon?
Right. Like, no, but you think like
Kylie.
You think we could get those people? It's so nice when people like guess above our pay grade, you know?
Yeah. But some people like are just like decide they wake up one morning, they're like, I want to do a podcast. Mm-hmm. And then they turn to their assistant and they're like, what do you listen to? And then it's like whatever that assistant listens to is what they're going to go on.
It's so true. The power that celebrity assistants have is not lost on me. And I actually know we have quite a few. Even Friday's guest really only knew about the toast from his assistant who came.
Right. So any celebrity assistants out there, just like wait until your celeb wakes up and asks like, what podcast should I go on? And please offer up the toast.
It's so true. The power that lies within a celebrity assistant cannot be underestimated.
But only if it's a celebrity you think we want on.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no.
Because we're really choosy.
Yeah, no. And I feel like people ask me like all the time about like who's the best guest and who do you want to have? And I really can't stress enough how we're not an interview show. And I think there's so many interview shows out there that are so great. And if we get someone amazing, it's great. But I think a lot of people's like numbers depend on who the guest is going to be. And I really like that we have like this stable routine. I think people love an episode just as much when it's just us two. And it's not like an episode with a guest will get double the amount as a regular episode. Like we have a really strong base. And I actually really like that. I think it's good for business. And it's just like, it's a lot of pressure when you're an interview show, like every single episode to like top the next one and keep getting people of that caliber. I think it could be, you know, kind of draining.
Yeah. So if your celeb is someone that you know that like we love and is interesting, and we want to talk to them and they are looking to go on a podcast, like feel free to recommend your girlie.
Yeah. If Kiki Palmer's assistant is out there, holler at your girl.
Yes, exactly.
So we've got a great show. Not much to catch up on. How are you? How are things? How is Rolled, most importantly?
Things are really good. Not much to share. I've been going to sleep really early. So like not, I didn't start my movie watching, though I thought about it, but yeah. I knew I'd be up too late and I've just been really tired. So I'm going to wait like maybe till the weekend, but I am going to be doing my movie extravaganza. Also, I want to remind everyone that the new episode of The Redheads drops next week. We haven't recorded it. I haven't even started the book. The book is a Jackie's Choice. It's the Many Lives of Marjorie Post, some shit like that. And the reviews from the Redheads who are already reading it, the fans, they're loving it. They said it's like the Jackie's Choice of all time. They're learning so much. It's one of these books that like you're on Google half the time. And the magnificent Lives of Marjorie Post. And I think it's a great time to become a Redhead. So I just wanted to throw that out there. And if you read the book now, then you can get in some questions and we'll answer them on the show. It's just a great community.
I love that. I'm so glad
and
that
it's been a while since I reminded you guys. And since it's January, people have their resolutions. Like if you wanted to read more books, but like you haven't read one yet, like make it this one. Why not? Why not you and why not now?
By the way, let's do like a little circle back on our resolutions. What were our resolutions and are we keeping up with them? I'm definitely not keeping up with my dressing like a whore. I am clearly wearing sweatshirt and sweatpants today. And even when I go out, I'm not even looking remotely whorey. So I need to work on that.
Okay, but you're still saying yes.
I'm still saying yes. And I do feel like I've stopped a lot of my negative self-talk. I'm trying to. Yeah. Like it's in my brain as actively trying to stop. But you know what? Sometimes it's funny.
Yeah. I didn't have that many resolutions. I think one was just to not consume content that is not good for my mental health. Mm-hmm. So it's either content upper or something that I'm learning something from, something educational. So even though Dope Sick wasn't a content upper, I learned so much. Yeah. That's good.
Agreed.
And I've stuck to that, really. I haven't watched a piece of crap.
Good. Okay. So we're all keeping up on our resolutions. This is your, you know, 1 month in reminder. You got to keep them up all year, guys, not just the first week.
I feel like when I start watching these Oscar movies, it's going to conflict with my resolution because it's going to be crap.
Yeah.
And then it's like, do I turn it off in the middle? Like, what if I had to pay money to rent it?
Yeah, no, that's the thing with like not popular, but like critically acclaimed movies and TV shows. Like they have to make you depressed in order to be critically acclaimed. It's so dumb.
Yeah. Like you didn't see The Greatest Showman getting the shine it deserved. Right. Why? Because like we weren't miserable after.
I think that's why though Ted Lasso was such like a cultural phenomenon because like it was getting that critical acclaim. But the whole point of the show was to spread joy and it's all about like kindness and it's nice.
Yeah.
So that was good. We need a new season. That's been a really long time.
It's coming soon. I've been seeing some stuff online. Like we don't have a date yet, but like they're starting to roll out.
It's too long.
It's a year.
I feel like it's more.
Okay.
That's just how I feel.
Well, you're entitled to your feelings.
Because I feel like, and if correct me if I'm wrong, a year ago at the last Golden Globes was when Jason Sudeikis won. And the season had come out before that.
Yeah.
So it's been more than a year.
Okay.
Just. And
now you know that.
I'm just a stickler for data.
Ain't that the truth? Who isn't, though?
No one. No one.
No one I want to know.
So I think without further ado, let's not, you know, beat around the bush, if you will. Let's dive in.
Okay, without further ado, here are the past five stories that you need to know.
Today's episode is brought to you by Tommy John. Is it weird to give underwear for a gift on Valentine's Day? No, but it is weird to give bad or ugly underwear on Valentine's Day. So pamper your partner's posterior with Tommy John. When you and your favorite person are wearing Tommy John, you're that much more comfortable, so you can do everything better. Tommy John's incredibly soft, breathable underwear can make a playful Valentine's Day gift for pajamas, limited editions. 90% of men and women love Valentine's Day gifts from Tommy John. Thanks to dozens of comfort innovators like soft tri-blends and micromodal fabrics with four-way stretch, Tommy John helps you feel the love all year long. I have like a pair of Tommy John pajamas that have just changed my life. Like I've had them for a few months now. They're super cute. They're blue, long sleeve pants, but the comfort level is next level. And I try to stay away from long sleeves sometimes because I get really hot in my sleep, but the fabric is so thin, but so soft. I find myself reaching for these pajamas more than my short sleeve or my shorts ones. Like it's really a premium product because with me and pajamas, the cream rises. Like I'll know which ones I like the best because I'm wearing them day after day, night after night. Tommy John is really good. Also, just perfect time of year. Valentine's Day is coming up. I love to gift Ben like sexy little intimate things, you know, like maybe I'll buy myself something, but like it's for Ben because it's Valentine's Day. You know what I mean? Because it's like you get to sleep next to this goddess in Tommy John.
Yeah.
Tommy John doesn't just have customers, they have fanatics. With over 20 million pairs sold, it's easy to see why. Get 20% off your first purchase at TommyJohn.com/toast right now for Valentine's Day. That's TommyJohn.com/toast for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/toast. See site for details. Today's episode is also brought to you by Perfect Bar. If you're looking for a protein bar that actually tastes good, well, look no further than the Perfect Bar. With their lineup of fresh-from-the-fridge protein bars, Perfect Bar is exactly what you've been looking for. No chalky, artificial aftertaste here. If you're looking for a nutritious and delicious snack, look no further. Whether your New Year's resolution was to, you know, start snacking better, or you're just hungry and looking for a good snack, the Perfect Bar protein bars are for you. They're made with freshly ground nut butter, organic honey, and 20 organic superfoods. They have a variety of products like protein bars and little snack size bars that are so good and good for you. A personal favorite of mine is the dark chocolate chip peanut butter. It has a little sea salt on it, which is really chef's kiss. I love that you keep them in the fridge. That's how you know the ingredients are like really fresh, not super processed.
Fresh to death.
It just like kind of makes a lot of sense when you think about it. And then you look at other protein bars that are not and you're like, ew. So the little snack sizes they have too are fabulous for like a long day travel. Take it from the fridge, throw it in your purse. It stays good all day and you are going to feel full. Those little snack sizes have 6 grams of proteins and 150 calories. So a little goes a long way.
Yes.
The Perfect Bar knows that it'll be love at first bite. So for a limited time, they're offering you a chance to try their refrigerated protein bars for free. Here's how it works. Sign up for email or text or upload a picture of your receipt from your local grocery store and they will reimburse you for the cost of one bar. It'll go directly into your Venmo or your PayPal, which is pretty cool. It's pretty cool. All you have to do is go to perfectsnacks.com/toast. Get that free Perfect Bar today. Perfectsnacks.com/toast to get a free bar today.
Thank you, McClard.
You're welcome.
Our first story is some really surprising baby news. Paris Hilton is a mom. She reveals that she and her husband, Carter Room, have welcomed a baby boy. The businesswoman and media personality, Paris Hilton, and her husband recently welcomed their first baby together, a son, via surrogate, People magazine can confirm. Paris told People exclusively, quote, "It's always been my dream to be a mother, and I'm so happy that Carter and I found each other. We are so excited to start our family together, and our hearts are exploding with love for our baby boy." She shared the news on Instagram, a photo of her gripping the baby's hand, and she wrote, "You are already loved beyond words."
I feel like everyone in America is so happy for Paris Hilton right now. Like, it's because I feel like in a way, like, especially our generation, we feel like we grew up with her and we saw her like through hard times and good times. And then with her documentary, and we just like have learned a lot about her in recent years on a personal level. We know how much she went through and how much she really wanted to be a mom. Like in her documentary, when she was playing with her nieces and nephews, and she was just talking about how like this is like all she wants, which was surprising. I wouldn't have thought that. I was so happy to see this. And it reminds me how, like, a little while ago, there was a story going around that she was pregnant.
Yeah, well, like, there was a story going around that she was pregnant, but also that she had started, like, IVF, yeah. Which was true. And because they did IVF to, like, get the eggs and the embryos to, because the baby came via surrogate. But Kathy Hilton had said, like, a few months ago, I think she, like, misspoke that Paris was starting like treatment, like IVF stuff in the new year or something like that. And Paris was like, no, I'm not. But I think both of them were telling the truth because Paris wasn't starting it, but it had been started because for her surrogate was pregnant.
Yeah. So it's just interesting now to look back on that. Like that was true. I love that she still, like we all believed her and no, there was really no speculation. And she probably got to go through this process like really secretly and privately. And that's probably really nice. And I'm just so happy. Like I can't wait to see Paris as a mom. She's not going to be like other moms.
No, she won't be. But I'm really excited to see her as a mom too. And I'm so happy for her, especially like when it's something that you've wanted for so long.
Yeah, and I feel like she tried to find love so many times. She was like a hopeless romantic mm-hmm. with like being engaged. And she really is like a fairy tale ending, this whole thing. She got herself a businessman, Beau Carter, and it's great.
Yeah, businessman Beau.
And that's why it always works out with a businessman Beau.
It does. Good things come from a businessman Beau.
Good things come to those who business.
And now she had a boy, which is surprising.
Oh, did she?
So yeah, she had a boy.
Oh, I don't know
she's
why
she's just like so
that.
Girly. I guess you could say the same for me. I wonder what she named him.
I'm also curious because I do believe when you do IVF surrogate, you can choose the gender.
You can choose, but you don't have to.
Right. So either she let like the fates handle it or she chose a boy, which I couldn't see. You're right. She's so girly. Maybe Carter really wanted a boy.
I feel like she let the fates handle it. I don't know why I feel that way. I just do.
No, she's like a spiritual girly. 11-11, make a wish.
Right, right. So, like, let the chips fall where they may.
Yeah, but I still, like, I'm so looking forward to, like, the content and the outfits. She's going to be hilarious. And I'm really so happy for her. And I feel like everyone is.
Yeah. What do you think the name is going to be? Like, what's the vibe? Do you think she's going to go traditional?
I think it's
going to be, like, a really celebrity kind of name.
I could see her, like, giving a name that's also the name of a town, like Paris, you know?
Yes,
like,
I was thinking that, too.
Like York, I don't know. Like
Denver.
Okay, that's like kind of cool. But like Paris is like global and international.
Austin.
So like, oh, but you're thinking America. Like let's think big.
Globally. Okay, you know what's, do you ever watch the show Money Heist?
No.
They're like robbing a bank, whatever. And all of the robbers, they have nicknames. They like call each other names and they're all named after cities.
Okay.
So like there's Tokyo and like you really start to see these names as people.
People.
So there's Moscow.
Mm.
Who else? Rio.
Rio's cute.
Rio is cute.
I don't know. I'm so curious. Or it'll be like something so Paris, like Twinkle. I don't know.
Or it'll be like Max.
Ben.
Maximilian.
Maximilian Hilton Rium.
I like it.
I like it too. Maximilian.
Maximilian.
And every time you say it, you have to do jazz hands. Maximilian.
That's my official prediction.
Not to make everything about me. I think like a lot of people when they saw this news were curious. Like, did Claudia know she and Paris are so close?
Right.
I did not.
You didn't know. And
not as close as I thought.
Maybe, but I feel like she didn't even tell her like the closest people to her like you.
No, I really feel like she kept it very tight-lipped. I saw her literally 2 weeks ago and you never would have known.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm so happy for her.
I wonder when the baby was born. Could have been a month ago.
Yeah. So true.
You know?
Yeah.
So congratulations, baby Max. Welcome to the world.
So cute.
So cute. Okay. Are you ready for our next story?
Yeah.
Some great news. Some sports news.
Oh.
What did you think it was going to be?
Luke Combs performing at the Grammys.
No, the same but different. Chris Stapleton will be singing the national anthem at the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's good. I didn't even see that.
Yep, I know. Zach sent it to me, and otherwise I would not have seen it.
Not Chris Stapleton not getting the respect he deserves.
But he will when he sings his song.
People are going to be shook. You know, everyone who thinks they know shit about fuck when it comes to country, like, oh, it's just a bunch of people drinking about beer. Like, you are going to plots when you hear the vocal range of this man. And you know what? I can't even picture him singing the national anthem because it's such like a ballady. I'm so looking forward to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I look like I'm about to sing the national anthem today.
You do?
Maybe I should be singing it.
I love this choice. I love this choice.
I love this choice. And in recent years, it's been a country star who's been singing the national anthem. Like last year, it was Mickey Guyton.
Uh-huh.
I don't know remember who it was the year before that. The year we went to the Super Bowl, it was Pink. And it was so beautiful.
And Pink has not done a halftime show, correct?
Not yet.
That's a big mistake, comma, huge.
Yeah, but it's good to have people who would be eligible. You know what I mean? Like we always use a pull from that list. There's not that many people.
No, it's true. Like the evergreen list of people who haven't done it but could. Pink, Kelly Clarkson, Rihanna was on that list for a while. Taylor Swift.
Carrie Underwood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But who's like an Apple Music person? Because that's who's the sponsor now. I feel like they're all Apple Music-y.
Yeah. Whatever. I'm like so thrilled with this choice. I can't believe I didn't even see it posted anywhere, like any outlets talking about this. This is awesome. I love this choice.
Yes. Also, Babyface will be performing America the Beautiful. Gorgeous song.
Beautiful song. And when I think of Babyface, what do you think of?
David and Yolanda.
Yes. Literally, like, because I think I was like a little too young to be familiar with the music of Babyface, but thanks to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, when David and Yolanda threw like this really show-offy, gaudy dinner party and had Babyface sit down at the piano and play his tune for everyone, now I'm extremely familiar with his work.
Yes, and then Cheryl Lee Ralph from Abbott Elementary will be performing the hymn Lift Every Voice and Sing.
Oh, you know, she has a nice voice. I don't know if you remember when she won an Emmy or something last year, she sang for her speech and it was like really powerful.
Does she sing in the show?
I only watched the first season, but no.
It doesn't seem like a show, like a singing show.
It seems like she's like a really talented person. Like she's known for acting, but she's also like kind of like
Cynthia, Chrissy Metz.
Like Cynthia Erivo, like an unbelievable actress who also has like the voice of a generation. Chrissy Metz, yes.
Yeah.
Claudia Ashray.
Jackie Ashray.
Sure.
Jackie. Sure. I know my voice is getting worse and worse.
Sure.
Sure. No, I know. It's really unfortunate.
It is, but it gives you such like a uniqueness to your character. Like obviously I think when you become a mom, you start singing more than ever. Mm-hmm. And yeah, would it be nice for Harry to have somebody who could carry a tune? Sure, but that's why he has me. And for you, like it's so uniquely you. Like Harry will get older and be like, yeah, I know that bitch's voice anywhere.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah. So that's exciting. The entertainment lineup is stacked. And you know that like this weekend are the championship games for the AFC and the NFC. So it's down to four teams.
Yeah, whoever wins these games this weekend goes, I'm telling you, I would be so sad if the 49ers don't win. Like obviously I think the 49ers will be sad, but like I will be sad too.
So as you know, because you're probably going to Philly, like the Eagles are playing the 49ers and then the Chiefs of Kansas City are playing the Bengals.
Right, and that game's really interesting because it's like QB versus QB. Like the Bengals QB is that guy Joe Burrow who is so fucking hot. Like you never saw a man so handsome in your goddamn life. And then it's the Mahomes of it all, Jackson Brittany. Like of course we know.
Yeah.
We know.
And who it's do you like think's gonna win?
Like I think the Chiefs.
I think the Chiefs because
Travis Kelce.
They're really strong. But the Bengals were in the Super Bowl last year. So like they're really strong too.
I personally am rooting for the Bengals because I really like that guy Joe Burrow. Like I like what he's got going on when it comes to his face and his body, and I think it's really good, powerful stuff.
Well, if Kansas City wins, and then of course the 49ers will win. Actually, don't let me say that because I am a jinx.
Yeah, you are bad.
I'm a curse to your favorite sports team.
They've kind of like coasted a little bit with the teams they play. Like the Eagles are extremely good. Like extremely. Okay.
But if it's the 49ers versus the Chiefs, like we had that Super Bowl a few years ago. So it's a rematch.
Oh, that's cool. I like that. Yeah. And you know what? It wasn't the 49ers' time, as we predicted many years ago. We knew it. But I feel as though now, more than ever, it's their time.
I agree. And I just have to say, like, if it winds up being Eagles versus the Bengals, like, I'm not even watching.
Oh, I don't know either of them.
I'm having an early night.
No, but, like, Joe Burrow, like, I would tune in, especially for the entertainment, now that I know Chris Stapleton, Rihanna.
I'll be there. Commercials. I'll be there through till halftime.
Yeah. It's always also fun to see what celebrities go. I mean, last year when I was in LA, it was star-studded. This is in Arizona, which is still, like, a pretty cool destination, I think.
Yeah.
So, if the 49ers are in the Super Bowl, like, I am going to try and go. And I love, love Arizona. And so does Ben, because it's like a golfer's paradise. But I don't know why I didn't do a stop there this year. It was just kind of, it's like kind of remote. Like, it's so far and there's really not a bunch of tour spaces around it for me. But I did like 6 shows in Tucson, Phoenix, Scottsdale. Oh my God. I went back like 2-3 times on the GJT. It's one of the best cities. Like, it's so fun.
Yeah. So that's cool if you go.
Yeah. I really, like, I'm hoping the 49ers win, obviously, because, you know, I want the players and their family to achieve, you know, a Super Bowl. But personally, like, I want to go because I want them to win because I want to go.
You want them to win because you want to go. Yeah.
Like, for me.
Confirmed. Agreed.
So a little sports talk.
Yes, see you at the big game.
See you at the big game this weekend, guys.
Oh, whoa. Next story, a little Nepo baby news. Oh, Kaia Gerber is on the cover of Elle magazine, and she's doing a wide-ranging interview, though her quotes about being a Nepo baby are the ones that are getting the most play. And when read out of context, you know, they are a little out of touch. But I did myself a favor and I read the whole interview.
Good for you.
I wanted to get a better sense of the girl.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's really, like, she has a really good head on her shoulders.
Okay.
And I felt like the Nepo stuff was at the bottom. And by the time I got there, like, I had a pretty high good opinion idea. Of her. Yeah. High opinion of her. So I wasn't coming at it from, like, a this wench POV. Right.
This spoiled brat.
But, she, you know, here's the quote. She said, the interviewer asked, in modeling and also in the celebrity world in general, there's a lot of conversation lately about people having an easier time getting into the industry because of a family member. Do people sometimes make assumptions about how you got here? Also, it's important to note, we know Kaia Gerber as a model, but she has 2 acting projects coming out. She's now, like, doing some acting.
Oh.
She said,
and her mom, for those who don't know, is Cindy Crawford, and her dad is Randy Gerber, one of the founders of Casamigos Tequila. Very, very successful, well-connected businessman.
Yeah, they are like...
She's like the actual definition of a Nepo baby. Like, if you looked it up in a dictionary, it would be her face. More so, I think, than anyone.
Because also, like... Her talent in modeling, like, is a result of nepotism because, it's like,
of her
she
genes.
Got it from her mom.
Her parents. It's genetic.
Yeah. She said, I won't deny the privilege that I have, even if it's just the fact that I have a really great source of information and someone to give me great advice. That alone I feel very fortunate for. I think that's a strong point. That is a privilege to have, like,
people
that you can go to.
And ask. For sure, but that's like one of
that's like number 20.
And that's like the least in like relevant one. Like knowledge didn't help you book the gigs. Your name did.
For sure. I thought that was a good spin on it though.
You know what? I think that there's really no way a Nepo baby can be asked about being a Nepo baby without us all collectively rolling our eyes. And for the most part, like, this isn't the worst one that I've seen.
Wait, there's more.
Oh.
She said, my mom always joked, quote, if I could call and book a Chanel campaign, it would be for me and not for you. But I also have met with amazing people through my mom whom I now get to work with. She said, with acting, so she's like acknowledging the modeling privilege. She said, with acting, it's so different. No artist is going to sacrifice their vision for someone kid. That just isn't how art is made, and what I'm interested in is art. Also, no one wants to work with someone who's annoying and not easy to work with and not kind. Yes, nepotism is prevalent, but I think if it was actually what people make it out to be, we'd see even more of it. I think that last line is what's rubbing people the wrong way, because, like, how could we see more nepotism? Every single star
important.
Unless they were, like, discovered at the mall.
It's so important that we're talking about acting, which is really not, like, the most difficult thing to master. Like, it's not like a rocket scientist's son wants to, you know, get on board the rocket and he doesn't know. Like, it's not hard to pick up acting. I feel as though normal people act in their everyday lives, you know? I'm acting like I'm having fun at this party. I say hi to the door. Oh, how are you? And it's like, you're acting. It's your outside face. Like, acting is not so serious. I think a lot of people, when they talk about art, like, they get so in their own, like, bullshit. They, like, start believing. It's like, well, you know, you need to have the talent for sure. But like, it's not juggling. It's acting. Yeah. It's really not that hard.
Plus, I think with a lot of movies, directors, whatever, like there's two pieces to it. There's the art and then there's also like the commercial success and casting someone who is going to like, you know, who has a name already and a famous last name is definitely going to bring more commercial success and interest than a nobody.
She didn't say anything that bad. I just think there's really never going to be like amazing reception to a Nepo baby speaking on Nepo babies. I will say though, Andy Cohen asked Allison Williams, who's doing like a ton of press right now because of that movie, Megan.
That movie looks good. It looks like this book we read for the Redheads, Clara and the Sun.
It looks funny. And he just asked her point blank. And I will say it was probably the best answer I've seen because she is so quintessential. Like, woke up one day, Brian Williams' daughter got on the biggest TV show at the time without ever having acted in her life.
Filled with other Nepo babies.
All of them were Nepo babies. And she was like, no, like, it's so real. Like, I literally decided to do this. I did it very quickly. She made the analogy like a baseball. Like, she was like, I started my career on third base.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's amazing and I'm very grateful. And I still, and it doesn't take away from the fact that I work really hard, and she does. She's like very talented. But two things can be true at the same time. That was probably the best and most honest, just like, and real, like, just calm down. It's not that serious. Like, she was very casual about it and it was a very good response.
Yeah, that is good. Also, like, I think this, what Kai is saying about like, you know, acting, can be said for modeling. Like, a fashion designer, that's their art. They're not just going to put like some kid in it.
No, and there's more to acting. I mean, there's more to modeling than just standing there. Like, it's actually low-key hard to be a model.
Yeah.
Like, posing and shit, but walking.
Overall, I thought she gave a pretty good interview. The pictures are gorgeous, and so is she. It's crazy that she's only 21.
I know, and I feel like she's been around forever. And she's,
I know,
like,
it's like she hasn't even started.
I know, and I feel like she rose to fame, like, really quietly. She's not thirsty. She doesn't do a lot of press. She's had, like, some really cool celebrity relationships. But, like, very quickly, she just went from being, like, Cindy Crawford's pretty daughter to being, like, a face of Chanel and like walking in the most premium Milan Paris Fashion Week. And she did it all like quietly.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, something else that bothered me is so she's on the cover of Elle and like the subheader is like Kaia Gerber has main character energy. And I just feel like that's so cringe.
It's cringe when like Elle, which is supposed to be this like pinnacle of fashion and journalism and literacy, is using dumb quotes from TikTok. That's like an attempt like, to be
that's
relevant.
That's not like a hot take, like Kaia Gerber has made, like nobody thought she was the supporting character.
Wait, so they think that Kaia Gerber, daughter of the world's most famous model and a multi-millionaire.
Girlfriend of Elvis.
Who's absolutely gorgeous and perfect looking and slim and radiant. They think she has main character energy. I don't know if I see that. I don't know if I agree. Duh, fucking morons. I'm so glad you brought that up because that's fucking dumb.
Yeah, and now it's like on the cover forever.
And like it lives in perpetuity.
Yeah, like there's this coffee table book of like Vogue covers.
And this one will be on it.
And it's like if there was a book of Elle ones, like you'd be in 50 years looking back being like, she has main character energy.
No, in 50 years they would look back on us and be like, they were not okay in 2023.
Well, they will be saying that regardless. So you know what? It's a sign of the times.
Lean in.
Lean in. Leave enough of a trail for future generations to know,
That
it's not okay.
It's a cry for help.
Yeah, it is.
We are not okay.
Are you ready for our next story?
If it's the next story, that's brought to you by Manscaped. Breaking news. Alert, alert. Our friends at Manscaped are now selling beard products just in time for Valentine's Day. That's right. The leader in men's below-the-waist grooming are once again revolutionizing the men's hygiene game with the new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. No one likes a weird beard, so say goodbye to all your stubble trouble and tame his mane this Valentine's Day. And of course, save 20% off and free shipping by going to manscaped.com and using code TOAST. So the Beard Hedger Pro Kit is the ultimate Valentine's Day gift because you will be happy with it too. The electric beard hair trimmer, which is the Beard Hedger, is a premium beard sculpting machine. It's a cordless trimmer. It has a rotary wheel with 20 hair cutting lengths, all with one guard. So there's no more messy draw full of extra dumb things you have to clip onto the razor. Those things drive me nuts. Plus, it's waterproof. You could shave in the shower and avoid all the hair around your sink, okay? It just gets better and better. They also have in the kit four dermatologist-tested formulations for his post-trim hygiene. There's a beard shampoo and conditioner, a beard oil, and a beard balm. It comes with three gifts, so also a beard brush, a comb, and scissors to ensure that you have all the tools that your man needs for the perfect beard. You're going to love it. So is he, but most importantly, you. Get 20% off and free shipping when you use code TOAST at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use code TOAST. The Manscaped Beard Hedger, one stroke, one guard, 20 lengths, code TOAST. That is actually like one of the best Valentine's Day gifts you could get for your man, because it will make your life easier. Like, it being waterproof, like, let's not.
Yeah, this episode is filled with Valentine's Day gifts ideas.
Yeah, and we were just getting asked that on the Patreon if we had any good Valentine's Day gifts
ideas. We said Manscaped.
And Tommy John.
After giving a very philosophical answer about how gifts don't matter.
Yeah, but they do.
Yeah, they do. And it's like an easy way to get a gift for your man, and it's for you, and like it looks like you really care.
Like you really tried.
Yeah. Also, I wanted to back up to one more thing from the interview, because apparently Kaia Gerber like had a virtual book club at one point. Oh. And then the interviewer was saying how like apparently there's a celebrity book stylist who will choose books for celebrities to like walk around holding to make them look impressive. Like whatever vibe they want to put forth, they like haven't read the book. They can read the book if they want, but like it like curates what kind of book should be in like their Instagram photo.
Yeah.
Like what are we wanting to show people that we're reading? How fucking crazy is that?
That's diabolical. Just read.
Yeah.
I'm shook to the motherfucking core by that information.
I thought that was a really fun fact.
Extremely.
Kaia was shook by that too, because she does read a lot.
I feel like she would. Like, I get the vibe from her, but maybe it's just because she's been styled to make me think
she was shook to hear this information.
Well, I mean, that's so fucking fraudulent. It's next level. Like, I can't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, our next story, Madonna biopic starring Julia Garner has been scrapped as Madonna embarks on her world tour. The anticipated biopic of music legend Madonna is taking indefinite holiday. The project, which the icon was going to direct herself, is no longer in development at Universal Pictures, multiple sources told Variety. Speculation over the fate of the movie began instantly after Madonna announced a career-spanning world tour last week. Insiders familiar with Madonna said her sole focus is the tour, but she remains committed to making a film about her life one day. So Madonna had said about writing this movie that, like, you know, a lot of movies have been written about her, but none of them have been good because they've all been written by men or directed mm-hmm. by men. And so, like, now she was going to take on the job of, like, producing, directing this movie. But now that she's going on world tour, she can't. Julia Garner was slated to star in the role after what has been hailed as like Madonna boot camp. Like apparently the audition process was extremely grueling, singing, dancing, choreography. Julia Garner, you know, she got the job a million girls would kill for, and now it's not a job anymore. There's also like whispers. So I guess a few, like Madonna recently signed a big contract with Warner Music Group.
Okay.
So maybe when the project is ready to happen, it will be with Warner Brothers Studios.
Well, I mean, I think from a business perspective, she's going to generate way more revenue doing a tour than she would a movie. Of course, a tour is so much more work. But if she's going to spend the next year working on a project, it'll be one that'll make her a couple $100 million, as opposed to a movie that honestly sounds like it's like not like she's directing her own movie. Like it sounds low budget. Like,
yeah, it does.
It sounds like it's not going
to
be good.
Like, I think that she should be a liaison to the movie, you know, the way that the Presleys were to Elvis, you know, the way that Pamela Anderson was not to Pam and Tommy. And I don't know if you've been seeing a lot of the press that she's been doing. And she has a documentary out now, but like, it's traumatizing for her.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think Madonna should be involved. But also, I kind of feel like if they tell the story in the way that we see it, she had this huge career and now she's had a couple years of floundering. But she's about to go on a world tour. Like, maybe this is the end of the movie where it's like, you know, how amazing this tour was and it could bring back her career and, like, make all this money. And, you know, it would be a very happy ending to the movie. Whereas if the movie ended right now.
Jackie, I don't think Madonna sees the last few years we see them.
I don't think it's intentional. I'm just saying I think it will make a better movie story.
Yeah, I guess how do you really I guess we'd have to look at the Elton John. Like, how do you end a movie about someone who's still alive, you know?
Yeah, it's just like they found happiness with Elton John. Like, he got sober.
Yeah.
He's married. He found peace.
Right, and he's like officially, like, you know, cemented in the Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Like legends. So is Madonna, I guess.
I feel like they can't see it yet, but zooming out, like,
yeah,
this period of last 10 years, maybe it's just like a little bit of what's next. And then this world tour, she's back. Tickets sold out in minutes. You know, she's top of her game. It reminds me of Hacks, you know, with the comedy special.
I mean, I'm glad she's involved, but like movies need directors. And directing is actually not something you could just decide to do one day. Like acting, sorry, I said it. Directing, like, I feel like you need to know a lot about, like, cinematography and just, like, the film industry. So, like, a film that, you know, has a big major star like Julia Gardner being directed by, like, a first-time director, I don't know, it sounds like it wouldn't have even been good. This is probably for the best.
No, I think there were other people working on the project. Like, Diablo Cody took a stab at an earlier version of the script.
I'm saying for a director. Like, a film needs a director.
Yeah. Can it have more than one director, though? Like, I feel like she'd be a director.
No, that's what they say, producer.
That's true.
Everyone who, like, sets foot on a set and has, like, a little bit of money is called a producer.
Yeah.
If you're, like, a little bit more involved, you're an executive producer. But a director is a director. Like, it's the film's...
Yeah, they're the one who picks up the award when it wins.
Right.
And makes the speech.
Maybe there can be two, sure. Like, the Coen brothers, I feel like they're a directing duo.
Okay. Yeah.
But it sounds like it was just Madonna. And honestly, yeah, like, you can't just decide to direct. You can't just decide to direct.
But maybe she has a history of direction.
Of, like, music videos?
Maybe she has Madonna directed before.
I'm sure she's directed some of her music videos. Like, that's what a lot of major stars start to do, like Taylor Swift.
Yeah. And then they become directors.
Yeah.
Has Madonna directed a movie? Nothing of note.
Okay, so like I said.
Well, are you ready for our fifth and final story? It's a little more content news that is Julia Gardner adjacent. Ex-convict Anna Sorkin will film a reality series called Delvey's Dinner Club during her house arrest.
She's also throwing a birthday party. I saw a bunch of influencers talking about it in one of my group chats.
Inventing Anna was just the start. Anna Delvey Sorkin has landed her own unscripted series, Delvey's Dinner Club, set to be filmed inside her New York City East Village apartment where she's currently serving house arrest. The series comes from Courtney White and Butternut. Sorkin, who was released from ICE in October 2022, wants to tell her story.
Girlie, I think it's Sorokin.
Okay. Wants to tell her story in the new show. She'll do it through what's already become one of the hottest tables in town. Invitation-only intimate dinners at her home, per the press release. There, a Delvey-invited group of actors, musicians, founders, socialites, journalists, and other esteemed guests will join her each week around a private chef catered table replete with candid conversations where no topic is off limits.
It's literally her club.
It's literally her club. I feel like based on the description of the people attending, like, you could get an invite if you tried.
I was literally thinking the same thing.
But honestly, I find this news to be, like, really fucked.
Dumb?
No, fucked. Like, this woman is, like, not a good person. Like,
right.
Already we've, like, glamorized her story. Now she's, like, getting a platform to, like, I don't do what now? Like, what about her makes people think she has something to say that, like, we want to hear? Like, she's a crook.
No, it's so true. Like, the way we're so obsessed with, like, certain stories to the point where we glamorize them to the level where we literally forget common sense. Like, this is a con woman who stole money, and I know nobody cares because she stole from banks, but she, like, ruined several people's lives.
She stole from her friends, too.
Yeah, she's a con woman, and it's, like, it's not funny to, like, glamorize it, even though if I was invited, I totally would go.
I know, but, like...
Just for the toast.
I have no interest in watching this personally.
Of course not. This sounds like one of those shows that gets a pilot. They announce TV shows all the time that absolutely never come to fruition, and I feel like this might be one of them.
Really? It's in, like, Variety.
That happens all the time.
That's true. Like, if it's, like, not good.
Variety, Hollywood Reporter, they write, like, just industry news when, like, a network will pick up a pilot or something. But that doesn't mean that the show is ever going to be made for the masses.
Yeah. That's true.
I could see this being like a Vice web series.
I just think it's so weird, like, what we
obsess over
and platform. And it's like, this is not a good person.
This is not my
place. And it's not like she was famous before. Mm-hmm. Like, she's famous for being a con woman.
Criminal.
Like, I don't think that people need to be, like, hearing from her.
Zero and inspired, lies were told.
And inspired by her. And, like, you know, when you're someone with your own TV show, Dolly's Dinner Party, like, that's, like, you know, you look at someone like that, like a role model, like, having interesting conversations.
Yeah, of course. Like, that concept of, like, supper club, we're going to have interesting disruptors
right.
come for dinner. It's, first of all, not an original idea. And second of all, she's not a disruptor. She's a criminal.
Yeah. And also a bunch of, like, hoity-toity people sitting around a table, like, talking, having interesting conversations.
Out of touch.
Sounds fucking dreadful.
No, it's also so out of touch. Like, we are in economic turmoil. People are losing
right,
their jobs.
Right, with a private chef in house arrest. Like, I'm sorry. It's, like, this is a bad idea. Like, where are all
so
the people,
out of touch.
Where are all the people who are upset about Colleen Hoover's coloring book?
Right.
To, like, apply their lens.
Logic.
To something like this. Like, what the
it's
fuck?
So true. No, it's so fucking weird.
Those are my thoughts.
Those are pretty good thoughts. I agree. That's our show.
What about?
Oh my God, I forgot. It's Wednesday.
Dear Toasters. But it's okay. We'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh my God, I totally fucked up because I have to select them and I don't have the email on my new iPad. The iPad 3 through a loop. I'm so sorry, you guys. I will choose them right after this and I'll make them really good. And you know what? Maybe if you were wanting to write in, this is your sign. We didn't read it today, but we are tomorrow.
But if you submit now, you'll be at the top of the inbox.
You'll be at the top of the inbox. Submit now, deartoasters@gmail.com, our weekly advice segment that we usually do on Wednesdays. But I had a major brain fart today. I'm so sorry. We'll do it tomorrow. Now's the time, deartoasters@gmail.com. I'm so sorry, Jacqui.
That's okay. She's human.
She's human. I know it seems like she's not because she's literally perfect, slays everything she does, but she is.
She's only human.
And I do. I bleed when I fall down. Thanks, I guess. That's it, right? I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Yeah, that's our show.
Thank you guys so much for listening to The Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places. So wherever you listen to podcasts, find us, The Toast, and leave a five-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. Hope you guys have an incredible and wickedly talented Wednesday. Don't forget to hump someone you love, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Love ya. Bye.